Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey.
So what are we dishing about today, Headcrack?
Well, okay. Now, rumor is Khloe Kardashian might be taking a trip to Vegas to get hitched. We'll explain.
Who said that? All right, well, anyway, a singer with the first letter H is pregnant, y'all.
Plus, what Oscar winner can't seem to find his Oscar, y'all? But Brett, I heard you had the tea, mommy.
Well, choo-choo, it looked like Pamela Anderson is a married woman again.
All right.
Yes, y'all. This is not her second or third marriage, but her fifth one. Okay?
Hey, that's right, y'all.
Word is Pam secretly tied the knot to her bodyguard, Dan Hayhurst, on Christmas Eve. The couple got married at her family home on Vancouver Island, where she told reporters, it's where her parents were married and they are still together. She's exactly where she needs to be, in the arms of a man who truly loves her. Now, Cher, okay? Is she wrong for marrying for the fifth dang time? I mean, men do it, right?
Yeah, but here's my thing. Hey, can you save a husband for us? I mean, damn. She gonna get married at all the places to get married. Take all the men. Come on now.
Portia, it is a lot of men for us, but I don't have a problem with her being married for the fifth time. Do it till you get it right. Just the bodyguard. It don't never work when you marry your bodyguard, because they come out to protect you, and you get in, because you get into that protective mode, Portia, and then now it's real life hitting you. Now it really, like, just, you know, and I think that when you look at them a certain way, it don't never work out.
But if she thought the magic charm was to get married at her family spot, like, why didn't she do that on the second or third marriage? And
because
why wait
there
the
were
fifth?
Other places, Headcrack. She didn't run out of places to get married.
Right. She's trying everything now. Well,
them other men have money, child. She done married her help, so she gonna have to do a little shotgun wedding, okay? That's the truth.
She broke men are usually the best ones.
You ain't.
That's yes, ma'am. Cherry, do you not think broke men are the best men to marry?
Are you trying to shave me, Gary? Is that what you're doing? You trying to shave me?
Ooh.
Well, there's another rumored secret wedding in the works, y'all. An insider close to the Kardashians told OK Magazine that Khloe plans on eloping to Vegas with her baby daddy, Tristan Thompson. Okay?
I'm not surprised.
But I'm kind of happy about this. The source claims that after Tristan surprised Khloe with a massive promise ring last December, she was discussing having a wedding at her mama's estate with all the bells and the whistles. But now she's talking about running off to Las Vegas or a secret destination with no one there but their daughter, True, and Khloe thinks that this sounds very romantic.
I would like to point out that I've been saying from the very beginning that this was all a plot line for their little silly ass show, and the whole time that they was gonna end up together.
Okay.
You can rewind the tape. I always knew they was gonna end up back together. But who breaks up over an alleged kiss? This was just something to add spice to that season that was probably running out of things to talk about.
But it's over. The show is completely over. But she's a damn fool if she married this man in Vegas. All the money he got. No way in hell I'll marry. Let a rich black man take me to damn Las Vegas and marry me like some doggone tramp. No, ma'am.
Oh, dead, Gary. Wow.
Okay, Gary, so I won't say all that, but what I will say is she deserves a real wedding because she does have her daughter.
Yeah.
And I feel like this time is different. Her daughter should be able to see mommy and daddy get married in a beautiful ceremony, you know, with family and love. That's how I'll say it, Gary.
I think that love blinds you. And I think that men always, when they want to come back, they do all of that. You know, that's just
so
the
you
man.
So you don't think, you don't think that Tristan can change? You don't think that he can change?
Absolutely.
You don't
think that? Absolutely. But I think this is also a quarantine situation, and we do a lot of things in quarantine that we wouldn't normally do.
Baby, them people ain't quarantined. Baby, the people is rich.
Hey,
the people ain't been quarantined
at all.
No, they've been everywhere.
They have quarantine.
They watching us quarantine from the beach.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on. It's time for Portia's baby reports. Now, you guys wouldn't believe who just shocked the world with their baby news.
Oh, my God.
Singer Halsey. Y'all know Halsey. She's gorgeous.
What's up, Halsey?
Yeah. So, she took to Instagram yesterday to announce that she's expecting her first child. And if you're anything like me, you probably were trying to figure out who the hell is the baby daddy, right? So, we did a little investigation. investigating, and turns out she's been dating screenwriter Olive Iden.
Oh, okay.
And that's actually who she is pregnant by. Yeah. So what y'all think?
Oh, wow.
See, that's what happens when you stay inside too long. You mess around and get pregnant.
But do you think it's a little bit of an issue because he's 11 years older than her? She's only 26. He's 37. He's almost 40.
I mean, sometimes chicks be wanting to, like,
an
older dude.
I'm sure she knows what she's getting into. Yeah.
Do you ever know what you're getting into, Brad? Do you ever know what you're getting into?
Yeah. No.
Well, she apparently has an idea, so.
Yeah. He got into her. Well, he know what he got into.
All right, y'all. Jared Leto is a pretty mellow guy. We just had him on the show yesterday to talk about his new film, The Little Things. Well, check this out, y'all. His Academy Award that he won for Dallas Buyers Club. Well, it's been missing for 3 years. Yeah, 3 years. Well, James Corden asked him about it, and take a look at what he said, y'all. Check it out.
Yeah, you know, I found out that it's been missing for like 3 years. and I didn't know that. I don't think anyone wanted to tell me. But I had moved house in L.A. And then when we moved, it somehow just magically kind of disappeared. So it could be somewhere, but everyone searched for it high and low. And, you know, I hope it's in good hands wherever it is. But, yeah, we haven't seen it for quite some time.
I mean, but can you, like, just hit up the Academy and ask them to send you another award? I mean, like, you know, things happen.
Yeah. Is this his only one?
Is this his only one for Dallas Buyers Club? That was his first and only Oscar. But it's so happy when you move stuff. Like, I got an Emmy. I can't find that damn Emmy. I'd have moved into my house. I'd have opened up every box. My Emmy is gone.
Really?
Did you contact them?
Yeah, Sherry, who are the people that helped you move? You got to track them down.
The longer it's gone, the more you don't think about it. You know, so it just be until somebody asked you. Really, that's how it is.
You know what? I'll go with your shade. I got my Bronner Brothers award right on my fireplace, honey. You're going to see I was the fashion maven, honey, at Bronner Brothers.
Not your Bronner Brothers.
What does it look like?
It is classy, and I am proud of I'll go get it. Okay, hold on. I'm going to get it. Okay, I can't find my Bronner Brothers, but we're going to keep it black, baby. I got my NAACP award right here.
Yes, that's it.
That's it.
I got my Trailblazers from Swingin' Richards.
Wait a minute.
Oh, God.
How many tips did you have to take to get that?
Oh, hey, quick, it's a long journey, baby.
Well, switching gears real quick, y'all. We got some sad news to report. Legendary actress Cloris Leachman has passed away at the age of 94. Now, she won an Academy Award for her role in The Last Picture Show, and she also won 9 Emmys for various TV shows. But she might be best remembered for her role as Phyllis on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. For me, it was when she came on Facts of Life after Miss Garrett left.
Yes.
That's how I got to know her. She was lit on there. Now, Sherry, from what I understand, you and her were real tight. What do you remember the most about Cloris?
You know what? We worked on a show called Wedding Bells, and this was a woman who was so real. She would come in with the bawdiest jokes and have everybody laughing, and that's what I loved about her being a comedic actress. She was really like a mentor to me of being just real and open and not being afraid to let everything show. So I love Cloris Leachman.
Love that spirit. Well, rest in peace to Cloris Leachman.
Yeah.
The laughs you brought us will be missed. More Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back! Oh, hey, it's Hype
and
Hey,
guys! We missed you!
We miss you too. We love being back. And everyone knows that Phil Collins' ex, Orianne Seavey, does not give a flying...
What?
You know what? About his musical legacy.
Know.
Because she put multiple gold LPs and a bunch of his awards up for auction.
Wow.
And this is how much she does not care. She put them up for auction for as little as $100.
Oh, that's awesome.
These are records that he made in the Stistis studio. And she does not care.
Yeah, you can tell these two have no idea what Phil Collins, who that guy is. Stistis studio was a good choice.
Thank you for
the fact that Sherry and Judy are like, what?
Thank you.
He should sue her. I mean, there's so many. Come on.
So many. What is the first thing you guys would get rid of during or after a breakup with another person?
Mattress.
I knew you were going to say mattress.
Mattress.
It's so funny that you say mattress, Heidi, because my husband, 1A, petition the court from my bedroom set, and I said, you wasn't the only one in it. I don't know why you want it. Shoot. Oh! So, you better get over yourself.
And she sold that mattress for $100.
All right, everybody, it's time for the
than we ever do.
Oh, wow, that was
all right,
good.
First up, reality star Heidi Montag. Looking like she's been running from the hills to the beach to keep in shape. Yeah, she posted this pic on her 34th birthday, frolicking on the sands of the Bahamas, showing off her abs.
That's good.
So this is a thirst trap to you guys?
It's 100% a thirst trap. Here's what I'm a little upset about, and I don't know if you know this, probably not, but Heidi and I had the same plastic surgeon.
Really?
Are you serious?
He has since passed away, but Dr. Frank Ryan was her plastic surgeon and mine. And okay. I'm just bummed that I don't look like her.
Was hers before yours or after yours?
I went first.
Oh, that's back when the doctor was drinking.
Okay, so, well, the Heidis aren't the only ones out there that are smoking hot. Christie Brinkley, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Frank, she showed off her amazing body, Chewy, celebrating. Wow. Turning 66 years old.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
This picture of this 66-year-old woman. Here's what she said, though. I like the caption. She said, in 8 days, it's going to be Groundhog's Day, and I'll be turning 50 for the 17th time.
I love it,
LOL. Yay, I love birthdays. I just don't like the numbers, she said.
When you look at those eyes in that picture, she is pulling you in. She knows exactly what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing.
She's giving me the feels. I'm about 66% right now.
All right, and last but certainly not least is my girl, Dua Lipa. She was flexing her abs for the gram, y'all. Check this out. Is she thirst trapping or nah?
I want to say to Dua, enjoy your body now because stretch marks are on their way and saggy boobs.
Don't forget those cottage cheese thighs. It happens.
Show it off for us now.
Show it off now, girl.
And the grandma arms. Bye, 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 bye.
You passive aggressive
hater. I'm such a hater. So, coming up, it was Fast and Furious the way Ludacris just got jacked, and I am not talking about muscles. ATO will explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Looks like Ludacris was a victim of some Grand Theft Auto, man. Now, reportedly... Now, reportedly, he made the mistake of leaving his car running, a Mercedes-Benz, and someone rolled out while he made a quick pit stop into the ATM. Now, the robber jumped in his car, took off, and he was out of there. Now, after flagging down the Atlanta police, Luda admitted that he heard the vehicle speed away, but he didn't get a clear look at the suspect.
Dang.
Now, hours later, the police were able to track the car down and return it back to him the same night, so that's good.
Wow. Now, that's ludicrous, okay? First of all, yes, Portia, that is so ludicrous. But you know what makes me think of, like Brad, you and I from the Shy. I don't care if you have a Subaru.
Girl.
We don't leave our car running for nothing.
I was just gonna say that.
Do y'all leave your car running when you gotta make a quick stop?
I've done it a couple times. Yes, I'm guilty of that.
If you get out of your car to go in the gas station or anything, lock your doors. Don't put nothing visible that looks enticing to a robber because they will get it faster than you think. They rehearse this. They do this all the time.
But I wonder if even for a minute Ludacris thought he was on Punk'd or like maybe like Hobbs and Shaw took his car or anybody from the Fast and Furious because it just seems so unrealistic.
Moving on. Actress Ciara Payton, who is playing Wendy Williams in her upcoming biopic, What a Mess, shared that she had challenges in the role, and that was getting the Wendy boobs right. So Ciara told reporters that the producers and the wardrobe people had numerous meetings trying to figure out how to make the breasts look realistic. So during her audition, Ciara Payton said that she stuffed socks and cutlets in her bra. So I guess the wardrobe department took note, and they purchased a massive quantity of socks to put in her bra for the movie.
Like, I got a chance to see an early screening of it, and like, yo, they got the boobs correct.
That's what they look good. They look right.
Gary, could you imagine what if the sock had dropped while she was filming on one of the cutlets?
Baby, that would have been killed, bitch, honey. I can see the queen's not like, girl, Miss Wendy, fail, girl.
They done dropped.
Yes, baby.
Y'all. I used to stuff my bra because, of course, before Coco and Chanel graced my body, I was like a part of the itty-bitty committee. And we were talking about Salt and Pepper earlier. I went to their concert, y'all. And I remember thinking, I'm going to the Salt and Pepper concert. I got to have breasts. I got to have breasts. And I did the same thing. I went and got like two socks and doubled them up and put them in both of my things.
What?
And then afterwards, wow. I had sweated so much. By the time I got home, one of the socks was coming underneath the little bra, like trying to fall out.
Great. Well, y'all, this deal will blow you away. It's the two-pack Almost Famous Facial and Brow Wands. This all-in-one set has tools designed to gently trim and remove unwanted hair from brows, upper and lower lip, cheeks, chin, and neck areas.
Ew, I like this, Brad. What does it include?
Well, Portia, it includes a facial shaving wand with a 3D pivoting head, which closely follows the face's contours, and it has 360 soft-touch blades. There's also a precision brow shaver for removing eyebrow hair painlessly and precisely.
Ooh, and both tools, honey, have a built-in LED light, y'all, for full visibility. Plus, honey, you get a choice of any combination of the two tools, either two brow, two facial, or one of each, honey. So how much?
Well, usually this two-pack Almost Famous Facial and Brow Wand has been seen as high as $60. Oh. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only two for $20, y'all.
Oh yes.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, a woman thought she caught her man cheating, but you guys won't believe the mistake she made. Oh my God, we'll tell you after the break. Y'all are crazy.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Okay, you guys, I have something wild for you because this story is crazy. There's a woman in Mexico named Leonora who was arrested for stabbing her husband Juan multiple times after she found pictures of him having sex with another woman.
Oh. All right. That's every day over there, y'all. That's every single day.
That's every day. Gotta do it. But get this, Chewy. The pictures were of Leonora from years ago. She reportedly did not recognize herself in the pictures because the woman in the photos was skinnier, younger, and she was wearing makeup.
Oh my God.
She never asked her husband for an explanation. She just stabbed him. But thankfully, her husband will survive his injuries.
This just tells me that this is Leonora's wake-up call. Because she didn't recognize herself in the picture, but she did recognize her younger husband.
Right.
That means he's kept himself together over the years.
Sounds like Leonora needs to buy a Peloton. Needs to get on it.
She needs to go to Weight Watchers.
I wouldn't tell Leonora she needs to get on a Peloton, though. I'm just saying. You look good to me. I don't know. I don't want any trouble.
You know she's got temper. I look back at pictures of myself. I'm like, I don't remember my dad being there. It's like, that's you.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.